Welcome to the power to change today. You know, in any crisis, in any season, in anything we're facing, I'm so grateful that God turns everything that the enemy meant for evil into something good. So whatever crisis is happening in your life, including the crazy one that we've gone through over the last several weeks and months, I believe God's going to turn it around for your good. And in all that has been happening over the last several months, God's been speaking to me so clearly that he wants us to strip away the complicated and revive a simple yet powerful relationship with him, not a religion. Today I want to show you something very special that God showed me over the last several weeks. I'm going to teach you from the well-known story of Mary and Martha. You know the story very well. Martha's been busy working and serving. In fact, Jesus actually said to Martha, "Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things." He used the word distracted. And I want to focus on that today because God's going to set you free today from the distractions. While Martha was distracted and worried, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, captivated by his beauty and by his love. And there's something very powerful in that that I want to share with you today. So let's lean in. And at the end of this broadcast, I want to pray for you for a revival of your soul, a revival of simplicity and closeness to him as we learn to sit at the feet of Jesus. Check this out. You know, back when I was younger, when we would buy a car, there was an option of regular seating or power seating. You know, regular seating, and some Jeeps and some cars still have that, where you just gotta, you kind of gotta put your hand underneath the seat and pull the lever and then, you know, push yourself forward or push yourself back, right? That's not power seating, that's manual seating, right? And then, though, they came out with these gadgets, and they used to be like radio dials on the side of the door of your car, and you'd push it forward, or you'd push it back, or you'd push it either way, and it would go up and down, or, you know, come in and out. And that was called power seating back, you know, in the 70s and the 80s. That was just new at that time, and it was really a cool feature. So it was so simple to just push a button and you have the power to move your seat. You have the power to control your seat. And so I kind of, it's a play off of words, because I want to talk to you about the power of where you're seated. And this story in Luke chapter 10 is when Mary and Martha invited Jesus over to their house. You remember, I'll just take you over there. Luke chapter 10 in the verse is verse 38. Now they were traveling along. He entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who moreover was listening to the Lord's words, seated at his feet. Boy, there's power in the seat at his feet. There is power in the seat, sitting at his feet. So I think we went on television many years ago for the first time, and I think that was the first series I preached on, sitting at the feet of Jesus. In fact, we actually titled the television program that. It was actually called Sitting at the Feet of Jesus with Gregory Dickauer. It might have just not even had my name. It was just Sitting at the Feet of Jesus, you know, just with a Middle Eastern guy. That's all anybody knew. Nobody saw me on TV before. I'd never been on TV before. And so we called the program Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. In the first several weeks, actually taught from this chapter several weeks, and I spoke about it on the radio too, and somebody, it was Rick Tremonto, a famous chef in America, a member of Life Changers Church, and this is like 20 something years ago now, but he said he heard me talk about sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was listening on the radio, he pulled the car over, he listened to everything I said. He said he just started crying on the side of the road, and he got born again. He gave his life to Jesus right there on the side of the road, sitting at the feet of Jesus in his car. You know, there's power in this seat at the feet of Jesus. And that's what we're talking about together today. And I really want you to stay focused with me today, because I really want you to hear from heaven. I want you to hear the voice of God through my voice. Not that my voice is the voice of God in any stretch, But I want you to hear the voice of God through what I'm saying and what I'm sharing with you. And I want you to know that God went to a lot of trouble. He didn't cause any of the problems that are happening in this world, but he went to a lot of trouble in the midst of all the problems in this world to get our attention. He went through a lot to get our attention, to learn how to take care of the elderly, how to care for our loved ones that are sick, how to treat our brothers and sisters with equality. Well, if you think about all the things that God has, all the good that has come out of this, and there have been some really bad things, the killing, the riots, not, it's obviously different than protesting. You know, violence is not the way. But I know you guys understand the difference to those things, but the good that has come out of this, this relentlessness to make sure everybody experiences equality, and really that's only guaranteed with Jesus. He's the one that lifts us all up and seats us with him in heavenly places. And that's where you're really going to get your biblical equality the way God intended, is take your seat with Christ in heavenly places. That's the power seat. You got the power seating. So I want you to locate yourself. Martha was distracted, it says here in verse 40, distracted with all the preparations, distracted with all the worry, all the things she had to do. Look at what it says. She was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and she said, "Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all of this work myself? Don't you care? Don't you care?" Boy, when you start asking God and start challenging Jesus about whether he cares, you really, in the flesh, you know, I don't mean Hulk Hogan in the flesh. I don't mean in the flesh, baby. I don't mean that in the flesh. I mean, you're in the flesh where you are out of, you're not walking in the spirit. You're not listening and surrendering to love and surrendering to the voice of God and surrendering to the Spirit of God. Like she's like, you don't care. Like if you really were listening to the truth, you would know that he cares. You would know. The Bible says casting all our cares on him, for he cares for us. Now there are some things I want to say about that. But I want you to connect sitting at the feet of Jesus with sitting at the table as a disciple of Jesus. And I want you to associate that with being seated with Christ in heavenly places. So from the time we're born, we understand where our seat assignment is. When you're a baby, you're in the baby seat. When you're in the car, you're in the car seat. When you're a little kid, when you are eating, you're in the what do you call it? The booster seat. Some of you, come on, where are my short brothers and sisters? Need a booster seat. God, I'm just playing with you. But and then you get to school, and what do you get? You get your seat assignment. You know, they show you the seat assignment. You don't just go, nobody goes to first grade and just sits wherever they want. They sit where, we sit where we're told. Yeah, there's a seating chart, you know? And then on a plane, you have a seat assignment. At a concert, anybody ever heard of one of those? You have a seat assignment. At an athletic event, at a sporting event, what do you have? You have a ticket with a seat assigned. And where do you go when you get to that? When you arrive to the destination, what do? You find your seat. And so the only time we're not looking for our seat is when we become Christians and we go to church and we don't realize that God has a seat for us at his table, seated with him in heavenly places. And we sit at his feet to listen and to learn from him. But make no mistake about it, the seat at his feet is above all principalities and power. The seat at his feet, you might think, oh, sitting at his feet, that's sort of on the ground. But you got to remember where he is. He's in heaven. So sitting at his feet is above all principalities and all powers and over every name that is named. You're seated above that with Christ in heavenly places. So we need to get a hold of the seating chart, spiritually speaking, and realize, whoa, we're seated above the devil. We're seated above all the demons. We're seated above the principalities and powers. We're seated above all the world crises. We're seated above sickness and disease. We're seated above all power. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 through the end of the chapter, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and over every name that is named. Wow. Take your seat. It doesn't mean take your seat in the back. It means take your seat next to Jesus, where you're seated with him in heavenly places. But I want you to right now locate yourself, because I'm talking about closeness with God and I'm talking about power seating. You know, I didn't get to this, but I wanted you to see, remember in John 13, 23, and I want to remind you this verse again, John 13, 23, remember? It says, there was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. That's John. That's Mary, right? That's also Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. But I want you to see this phrase, reclining at Jesus' bosom. And then I want you to go over to John chapter 1, verse 18. And I want you to see something. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, Jesus that is, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. So Jesus is in the bosom of the Father. He doesn't say he was, he says he is. He says no one has seen God at any time on earth at that time. And it says the only begotten, no one had seen him yet, the only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father. He's in the bosom of the Father. This is what explains Jesus. This is what explains him. It says this is what explains him. What explains him? Love explains him. And then Jesus extends to John in John 13, 23. John reclines on Jesus' bosom, the one whom Jesus loved. Now listen, we're going somewhere with this. Where are we going? We're going to the other side. I want you to hear God's abundantly using this season in the world to get our attention so that we will focus on what's most necessary in life. And it starts with closeness with God, intimacy in the bosom of Jesus. He's reclining. Look at Jesus is about to be betrayed. He's about to dismiss Judas to go and betray him. He's about to be denied. He's about to be beaten. He's about to be his flesh ripped apart. He's about to be crucified. And what do we find him doing? Reclining at the table and letting John rest his head upon his bosom. That's you, that's me. The bosom of the Father, the bosom of Jesus, You're going through a tough time right now. It doesn't matter what it is. It matters, but it doesn't matter what it is to God. He has one remedy. Learn to locate yourself. Where? In the bosom of the Father, in the bosom of Jesus. I want to read a scripture to you in Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. Who is this coming up from the wilderness? Doing what? Leaning. What was Jesus doing? Leaning in the bosom of the Father. What was John doing? Leaning in the bosom of Jesus. What is this girl doing that represents the church? This woman in Song of Solomon, chapter 8, this is the church, the bride of Christ. Who is this coming up from the wilderness? You ready to come up from your wilderness of sickness? You ready to come up from your wilderness of darkness? You ready to come up from your wilderness of depression? You ready to come up from your wilderness of financial burdens? You ready to come up from your wilderness of anxiety? You ready to come up from your wilderness of fear? Are you ready to come up from your wilderness of relationship problems? Are you willing to come up from your wilderness of loneliness? Are you willing to come up from your wilderness of anxiety and fear, worry? Are you ready to come up from your wilderness of distractions and unnecessary things? Well, who is the one? He asks the question. It's a rhetorical question because the answer is within the question. He says, who is the one? Who is this coming up from the wilderness? Who's the one coming up from the wilderness? The one leaning on her beloved. The one leaning in the bosom of Jesus. The one leaning into hearing the voice of God's love. The one leaning into closeness with God. And the devil has been shaming Christians into this deception and this lie that God is far from you and you're far from him. Oh, you just blew it. You took one step forward. You just took five steps back. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You are not five steps further away. The Lord is not anywhere further from you than he's always been. The nearness of God is with you, in his bosom and in yours. He in you and you in him. I in them and they in me, Jesus said to the Father. He said, I in thou, thou in me in you. Them in me in them in you, this closeness, this intimacy, this. You want to come up out of the wilderness? Here's how it works. It's not a bunch of yelling at the wilderness and screaming at the wilderness and crying in the wilderness. You want to come up from the wilderness? Lean into the bosom of the one who loves you. Become the disciple who leans and understands what God is trying to say. You know, if you look at Mary back in Luke, Mary in verse 39 was listening to the Lord's word. You know, when we listen to God, Mary listened. Martha was worried. Look at what it says in Luke 10:41. It says, Martha, Martha, you're worried. Number one, she was worried. Number two, you're bothered. In verse 40, it says, if you go back to verse 40, it says she was distracted. So she's worried, she's bothered, and she's distracted. So when you lean into the bosom of Jesus, you're going to stop worrying. When you lean into your beloved, I mean leaning into the love aspect of your relationship with God, not leaning in to say, okay, what am I supposed to do? What does God want me to do? What does God want me to do? It's He wants you to be seated. Sit with Him. It's a sit with Him speaks of rest. Sit with Him speaks of refreshing. Sit with Him speaks of listening. Sit with Him speaks of giving thanks. Sit with Him speaks of eating, communing, fellowshipping. Mary was sitting. She was getting all the food she needed at the feet of Jesus. She didn't need Martha to come with that fruit tray. You understand? Understand what I'm saying? She didn't need Martha to come with those nachos. Hey, I like him as much as anybody, but Mary was good. Hey, I'm good. You want a ginger ale? No, I'm good. You want anything? I'm good. Can I get you, how about I'll throw in a pizza? I'm good. Mary's like, I'm good. Martha, just relax. So listen, leaning into the love God has for you. That's what Mary was doing. She was sitting there to receive the love. She was sitting there to be loved. She was seated there to be loved. She wasn't sitting there to tell God all that was hurting. I'm not saying there's not a time for that. Let Him love you. Let Him love you. Let Him love you. Well, this is where all the peace and the freedom and all the good stuff begins in our lives, sitting at the feet of Jesus. You know, sitting speaks to me of rest. God wants to give you rest. Sitting speaks of victory, not striving and trying to win the battle, but sitting in the victor's seat because Jesus has already won the battle. And sitting speaks of perspective to me, to see things from God's point of view. You know, our seat determines our perspective. Our position is that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, and when we realize this and look at things from His seat, where everything is under His feet, that's where we find our true freedom from anxiety and all negative emotions. And I want to make sure that you catch this today. Sitting at His feet is the highest place in the universe. It's a perspective like no other. It's victory like never before. This is where we find out who we are and what we're living for, at the feet of Jesus. Now listen, I'm going to pray for you in just a moment, but first I want to thank you for allowing me to come into your world today. It really is an honor for me to share God's word with you, and each week we only have a few precious moments together, and so I want to be connected to you on a deeper level. I hope you want that too, and if you'd like to understand more about this sitting at the feet of Jesus, don't go anywhere. My announcer is going to tell you more, and I'll be right back to pray for you.
For your generous gift to the ministry of $25 or more, Gregory Dickow wants to send you today's teaching in its entirety, titled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Plus, as a very special bonus for calling today, we'll rush to you one of Gregory Dickow's best-selling books, The Power to Change Today. In this powerful book, The Power to Change Today, Pastor Gregory Dickow reveals the story of his personal journey through a painful childhood, a crisis of faith, and a miracle conversion. Pastor Gregory Dickow prescribes a way out of dissatisfaction and accounts his own journey from hardship to happiness and contentment. You can experience the power to change today. Just ask for offer 1011A. And with your extraordinary gift of $100 or more today, you will receive everything you see on the screen, Sitting at the Feet of Jesus and The Power to Change Today. Plus, you will also receive Gregory Dickow's powerful 4-CD series titled Sit With Me, The Invitation of a Lifetime. In this powerful audio series, you will learn how to experience intimacy with God and how to understand your authority as God's beloved. Just ask for offer 1011B. And if you call right now for a limited time only with your extraordinary gift of $125 or more today, you will receive everything you see on the screen in a digital format on Gregory Dickow's brand new jump drive card, plus 10 of Gregory Dickow's favorite teachings about being seated with Christ. Just ask for offer 1011C. Don't wait. Call the number on your screen now.
Well, I want to inspire you today to do something in the next few moments that will change somebody's eternity forever. You know, the collection of teachings you just saw and more are available as my thank you gift for your generous support of this ministry, including today's brand new teaching in its entirety, Sitting at the Feet of Jesus, along with my book, The Power to Change. Today, I'm excited about this, getting in your hands. And also, for limited time, I've got 10 of my favorite teachings about being seated with Christ in heavenly places on this digital USB drive. And I want to get that in your hands as well. So listen, you've heard me say this before, and it's true. Our love is best expressed as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. This ministry is reaching more and more people every day. People are hungry for God's love. They're hungry for salvation and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're taking the gospel in 6 different languages around the world. So with your gift today, I'm able to continue reaching these precious souls and populate heaven in Jesus' name. That's why I need your urgent help today, and I hope you'll prayerfully consider making a gift today. Now, let me pray for you to experience freedom, to experience all the peace that comes from sitting at the beautiful feet of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person watching this, that you give them a revelation of where their seat is with Christ in heavenly places, so we can sit at your feet and learn and rest and find peace and be amazed at your beauty and your love. And Lord, I thank you that everything is going to change in their life beginning today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listen, don't miss our next broadcast. Tell your friends about it. Invite them over for a watch party if you want. If you don't have a church home, join me through our global online church community. You can find it at gregorydickow.com. And don't miss our next broadcast. I'll be teaching on how to be free from fear. Set your DVR so you never have to miss another one. Can't wait to see you then. God bless.